House lawmakers are working on legislation that would raise income taxes on the top 1% of Vermont earners. This bill has no chance of becoming law this year, but many Democrats hope the debate will sharpen the contrast between them and Republican Governor Phil Scott heading into the midterms. Vermont Public Statehouse reporters Lola DeFore and Peter Hirschfeld will break down the policy and the politics of taxing the rich.
Pete, when we talk about the 1%, what are we talking about? What's the threshold?
We're talking very specifically about the top 1% of income earners in Vermont. So this is not a tax on how much wealth you have. It's a tax on how much you earn in a year. And in Vermont, that top 1% starts at about $586,000 for a married couple filing jointly. The plan the House is working on would raise income taxes on all income over that threshold by about 4%. That would generate $70-ish million a year. And the House is also talking about subjecting high earners to a new tax on their investment income. So we're talking here about things like capital gains on stocks, and that would raise an additional $40 million or so.
Okay, so we're talking a little over $100 million. That's a pretty decent chunk of change. What do they want to use this money for?
Two different competing concepts for that right now. One would use this revenue to backfill the federal health insurance subsidies that expired at the end of last year. The other idea is to take that money and use it to lower income taxes for all Vermonters who make less than $500,000 or so.
There is basically zero chance that this becomes law in 2026. Phil Scott has been really upfront that he would veto this. He argues Vermont does not have that many rich people, and if we tax them at an even higher rate, they're just going to leave. The people behind this proposal understand the political realities, obviously, but they're still pressing forward. Why?
They're doing this in part to push back against Phil Scott's arguments. They've taken testimony from people in some of the eight states that have already passed so-called millionaire taxes. An official from Massachusetts, which instituted a 4% tax on all income over $1 million a few years ago, said it's been an unmitigated success there. They've raised billions of dollars for road and bridge projects and school upgrades, haven't seen any measurable tax flight as a result, according to this official. Democrats are also doing this because a lot of them think it's a winning political issue. I've spoken with Democrats who don't feel like they're going to have a lot to show for themselves when they hit the campaign trail after this session wraps up. And they say this is a really clear way to say to working Vermonters, we've got your backs.
We have been talking as if Phil Scott is the only obstacle here to this becoming law. But this legislation may not even wind up on his desk. It could fail to even pass the House. And that's because Democrats themselves seem to be really divided about this.
Yeah, this is as much a battle within the Democratic Party over what it stands for and how its platform should reflect that. House Speaker Jill Kerwinski is a proponent of taxing the rich. There are members of her own leadership team that are far less enthusiastic. We've seen endless think pieces after the elections in 2024 over the future of the Democratic Party nationally. Should it follow the path of progressives like Bernie Sanders, Zohran Mamdani, or hew to a more fiscally moderate platform that might have a better shot at winning over centrists and independents? Vermont Democrats are a microcosm of that debate.